SBS Radio.
Global tributes are being made to honour former President of South Africa, Frederick Willem de Klerk, after his death. The 85-year-old had been diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. He shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela and, as South Africa's last apartheid president, oversaw the end of the country's white minority rule. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says Mr. de Klerk played a key role in the country's transition to democracy.
He was a leader of a party that was largely discredited in relation to the role that the National Party played in enforcing apartheid. But he had the courage to step away from the path that his party that he led had embarked upon.
Frederick Willem de Klerk was a controversial figure who attracted criticism from white South Africans angry over the end of apartheid, and also from anti-apartheid activists who blamed him for violence against black South Africans. The Mandela Foundation's Sello Hartung says the former president leaves behind a mixed legacy.
So to his family, friends, we're saying this loss is not just yours, it's of all of us in South Africa. Of course, with a legacy like Mr. de Klerk's legacy, it's one that's very uneven, one that starts off so well with the release of Madiba, continues to then have other impact that could be seen as having been very negative.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.